as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Healers, welcome to another edition of Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and thank you so much for listening. Remember to tell all your freedom friends they can join us live on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcasts at AmericaOutloud.com, on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks. Just download the America Out Loud phone app for Apple, Android, or Alexa, whatever you need to listen at your leisure. Looking for Healing Radio today is being brought to you by and sponsored by GlobalHealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the world today. Feel the difference integrity and love for medicine making can make for you. Go to GlobalHealing.com and enter promo code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all of its wonderful AOL sponsors at AmericaOutloud.shop. Healers, I hope we have a great show for you today. You're going to be spending time with just me, Dr. Artis. I hope you had a great Easter weekend. Hope you had time to spend with your family. If this was a religious and spiritual weekend for you, I hope you had a great time and got to get to church and got to spend time in scripture or in silence and in meditation and in prayer and got to spend time with the family and those you love. And I hope you had a great time. It's been a flurry of a world. I don't know if y'all heard, but I heard just yesterday there was this last week that there was a settlement by the FDA out of court with Drs. Paul Merrick and Mary Bowden, who I actually know and have spent time with and have done many conferences with, or several conferences with. Paul Merrick, many people know too during COVID. These individuals all filed a lawsuit, three doctors filed a lawsuit against the FDA, claiming that their actions and smear campaign and social media about ivermectin had gotten in the way of their being able to practice and help their patients during COVID. And the FDA settled, actually, and claimed no wrongdoing, but you can read about that online. But I just want to applaud Mary Bowden. I want to congratulate them. And I think it's one thing that a lot of us have been looking forward to and doctors have been looking forward to is the FDA has been slandering medical doctors. The government has been slandering them, belittling them, and really actually attacking them. So I think it's very exciting. Hope the FDA will back down, but of course they never admitted any wrongdoing. They're going to continue the same smear campaigns in the future and then afterwards pay out small settlements when they know they're destroying the ability of medical doctors around the country to help patients. So let's get into it today. Actually, this is it's actually springtime. And we're moving into spring. This is late March of 2024. What I'm going to get into is actually asthma and allergies and food allergies. And the reason why we're going to get into those is a lot of the similar actions you find with food allergies in the human body and hay fever and airborne pathogens during the springtime mimic every single allergy reaction that we have inside the body, even when we eat foods that we're allergic to. So we're going to stick to asthma and then things as we inhale them, like pollen, hay, grass, you name it, spores. As we inhale this stuff, our reactions to create asthma symptoms and our reactions to airborne pollen and allergens are actually identical. So asthma and hay fever, for example, and other things that we inhale, these actually develop for very similar reasons. It's a spasm of the bronchi. The bronchi are these tubes inside your lungs, airway tubes, and the swelling of the mucus lining of the lungs and excessive production of thick, viscous mucus. The major concern with asthma is that it can lead to respiratory failure, they say, the inability to breathe. Now, a lot of you have probably heard me talk about how 20-something years ago, I actually made a personal mission to figure out how to cure my daughter's asthma that from the day she was born, came home with, and had 10 to 12 asthma attacks every day for 2.5 years of her very young life. Me and her mother actually spent time with humidifiers, changing the temperature in her room, using essential oils, going to pediatricians, starting in 2004 or 2005 when she was born. So it's been a 2004. It's been a long ride. So a long time. But in when she was 2.5 years old, actually, we were able to finally cure her of her asthma. And when I say cure, we have never treated her for asthma from the time she was 3 years old. But within 24 hours of starting feeding this kid things to reduce inflammation in her lungs and in her heart, all of her asthma symptoms disappeared. But it was a very trying time in life. It was very stressful for me. I was using chiropractic principles. We were using prescription medications and inhalers. We had nebulizers, albuterol. Our very next door neighbor in Tennessee was a pediatrician. So we'd often go over there when she was having complications that sounded like pneumonia from all of her breathing problems. And he would prescribe medications. At one point, I actually stopped going and getting these prescriptions filled because my next door neighbor wrote a list of like 4 or 5 different prescription medications my 2-year-old needed. When I went to the pharmacy, because I'd never carried health insurance, when I went there, paying even cash, which is usually discounted from insurance, it was $900 and something of drugs. And I was like, I am not paying for this. So that's when I started taking Savannah, my daughter, to various states and clinics, trying to find people to help her. And through muscle testing at a convention where doctors were being trained on how to convert their practices from an insurance paid practice to an all cash practice. There was a doctor there named Dr. Jennifer, sorry. Her name is Dr. Birnbach. Dr. Birnbach actually did some muscle testing, which I had never seen was accurate before, and was able to, within about 2 minutes, tell me what was wrong with my daughter and how to fix it, and had nothing to do with her lungs. It had everything to do with her heart. So we did not treat her lungs to cure her asthma. We actually treated her heart. And for a year, we did give her supplements to treat the heart. That girl is now 20 years old. When she was 3 years old, we stopped giving her supplements because she didn't need any. And she's never had asthma ever. Not even one time. She's been a competitive volleyball player. She's been in concert choirs. She's and loved it. Has hiked in mountains thousands of feet high. Never had a single inhaler with her as a teenager and adult. So can it be done? If you're looking for healing, this is the guys you hang out with. So to heal is to truly take people, help them improve their lives and the dysfunction of their organs, and then take away the treatments, and they're all still fine. So the goal is just to feed the body and heal it. Well, when it comes to asthma, when it comes to allergies, airborne allergies to pollens, hay fever, you name it, asthma affects about 3% of the U.S. population 20 years ago. Now it affects about 20% of America's population. And it's most common in children under 10. Now, this is important. My daughter's own allergies and asthma were only when she was younger than 10. What is it that all children have in America that would actually cause so many kids to develop allergies and asthma? And just so y'all know, when I was a kid, I was in elementary schools from 1981 to 1987 or so. I never actually knew a kid. I maybe saw one kid that had an inhaler. I never saw a kid with inhalers, except for one maybe in a school in Georgia. Now, I went to schools in like 6 different states. Not a joke. I moved every 2 years of my life. And I only saw one kid with one inhaler maybe growing up. Now it's probably 80% of all kids in elementary schools I see with my own children that have asthma inhalers and are taking things like Flonase, Allegra, or steroids, or are receiving steroid injections for allergies and doing allergy shots monthly, quarterly, weekly. It's a really big problem. Well, the one thing that all children in common have with asthma and allergies is the load of vaccines challenging their immune system from day one when they're born. My daughter never even got any CDC scheduled vaccines from the time she was born. But when she was born early, Savannah, she was taken to NICU, newborn ICU. And in NICU, they injected her with drugs I did not approve. Now, I'm sure when we signed in to come into the hospital due to the emergency of her mother having ruptured placenta, pouring out blood, being taken by an ambulance. I'm sure a part of the agreement was we can do whatever we need to you to your baby to keep you alive. I was in chiropractic school at the time. The drug they gave her when they got into NICU, the doctors came down and told us that her lungs weren't fully developed, so they had to inject her with a heart and lung medication. Well, the doctor told us that day that babies that are born early often have asthma the rest of their life. And I looked at the doctor and said, well, my kid won't. And sure enough, she did 10 to 12 asthma attacks every single day, wheezing, coughing nonstop, and lots of albuterol, lots of inhalers, lots of nebulizers every day after that. The drug they injected into my daughter in the NICU, I have since learned, has a published side effect to damage cardiomyocytes, which are heart cells. And as a result, that created overnight my daughter's asthma that she struggled with for 2.5 years. Because when Dr. Jeanette Birnbach actually tested my daughter and found out that it was her heart that was the most damaged, she actually was able to determine through muscle testing it was actually damaged by a drug. And she knew I'd given my kid a drug, even though I was a chiropractor and I wasn't giving her drugs, even though she was on albuterol and nebulizers. I didn't want her to know that because I wanted her from the muscle testing to figure out what was wrong with my kid and not assume it was the lungs because of inhaler drugs. Well, she found out it was the heart, started treating the heart overnight, never a single episode of asthma ever again. And it was a miraculous turnaround. So that's the purpose for these radio shows, for all the interviews, is to give you hope and publish hope that you too can overcome the symptoms that you've been carrying and been promised you would have by medicine for the rest of your life, which is not true whatsoever, not even for the majority of illnesses. All right. Children, there's a 2-to-1 male to female ratio of asthma, which equalizes by the age of 30, and it's usually 50-50 males and females by the age of 30. So if you want to reduce the likelihood of asthma and allergies, stop vaccinating your kids when you're young. All right. What are some of the major categories when it comes to asthma and allergies? All right. So with asthma, there's typically two different categories. You have factors that are considered extrinsic and intrinsic. Extrinsic or atopic asthma is generally considered an allergic condition. And this is a characteristic that you will find in the blood work of these individuals. They will have high levels of what's called IgE. This is an allergy antibody. IgE rhymes with allergy. IgE, allergy. Intrinsic asthma is associated with a bronchial reaction that is due to allergies. I mean, not due to allergy, sorry, but rather to such factors as toxic chemicals, cold air, exercise and infection, and emotional upset. Now, this is important. I love that they bring up allergies and asthma coming from an emotional upset. We've talked many times here that there are buried emotions in us subconsciously that leads to us having symptoms also. And if you want to know what your symptoms or disease states may have in common with already known emotional upset states and traumas that you may have experienced, there's two great books, actually. One called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die by author Carol Truman. Feelings Buried Alive Never Die, Carol Truman. Carol is spelled with a K, by the way. That book I've always had on me from the time I started my practice. The other one I would recommend is by Dr. Bradley Nelson called The Emotion Code. Everybody should have The Emotion Code. And then, of course, I'll throw in there Bruce Lipton's The Biology of Belief. And then you start to realize what it is that occurs to our human body and our spirit that manifest as sickness and disease as a result of our belief systems and the emotional upsets that we carry. So extrinsic is extrinsic causes of asthma will be denoted when you find high levels of an allergy antibody called IgE in the blood. Intrinsic asthma is caused by allergens that we inhale. Could be cold air that we inhale, emotional burdens internally, exercise and infections. Both extrinsic and intrinsic factors trigger the release of chemicals, though, that are identical. And these inflammatory cells are called mast cells. And these mast cells are white blood cells that reside in various parts of the body, including the lining of your respiratory passages. These inflammatory mediators are responsible for signs and symptoms of asthma. They are either performed in little packets called granules within the mast cells or generated from fatty acids that reside in cell membranes. All right, so the preferred and preformed mediators include histamine and compounds known as leukotrienes to all of these mast cells that are being released. Histamines, you guys have all heard of, which is primarily what Benadryl is promoted as handling. These compounds are responsible for producing much of the allergic reaction seen in asthma, just so y'all know. The most potent chemical mediators, those that help resolve asthma, are the leukotrienes. Some leukotrienes are 1,000 times more potent than histamine as stimulators of bronchial constrictions and allergy. It's been observed that asthmatics have a tendency to form higher levels of leukotrienes. This abnormality is further aggravated in patients with aspirin-induced asthma. Just so everybody knows, aspirin and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, abbreviated NSAIDs, like ibuprofen, result in the production of excessive levels of leukotrienes in sensitive individuals. Actually, I saw many people during COVID who had reactions like this too. When they would take aspirin, they would actually have massive reactions to them that were negative. Tartrazine, yellow dye number 5, produces similar effects on leukotriene levels and is often a cause of asthma, particularly in children. Tartrazine is added to most processed foods and can be found in vitamin preparations and anti-asthma prescription drugs. Tartrazine, T-A-R-T-R-A-Z-I-N-E, may also indirectly support the asthmatic process via its role as an anti-metabolic of vitamin B6, which we will discuss later. And then when it comes to hay fever, which a lot of people are going to start struggling with right now because it's turning into spring, ragweed pollen accounts for about 70% of the hay fever in the United States. Other significant pollens actually include various grass and tree pollens. Now, this is a warning. If the hay fever develops in the spring, it is usually due to tree pollens. If it develops in the summer, grass and weed pollens are usually the culprits. If hay fever symptoms persist year-round, this is known as perennial allergic rhinitis. Rhinitis means runny nose. This form of hay fever may or may not be due to pollen. All of those discussions will come up with. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but in the last 2 minutes of this, I want you guys to understand that there is a connection to all things asthma and allergies and your adrenal glands, which sit on top of your kidneys. The activity of your adrenal glands is important to asthma due to its hormones called cortisol and epinephrine. In fact, most people who have had histories of anaphylactic reactions to asthma or allergens, you will find them carrying EpiPens. And there are millions of children right now carrying epinephrine pens to counteract the allergy reactions they may have intrinsically or extrinsically. These compounds of cortisol and epinephrine activate receptors called beta-2 receptors on bronchial muscle, which leads to relaxation of bronchial muscle and opening of the airways. It is thought that during asthmatic attacks, there is a relative deficiency of cortisol and epinephrine. The lack of stimulation of beta-2 receptors results in bronchial constriction. So the very first approach, if you're trying to start a natural approach to asthma, is to reduce your allergy threshold. So let's just give some analogy. Allergens can be viewed as straws on a camel's back. Adding enough straws to the camel's back will ultimately cause the camel's back to break. Similarly, increasing the exposure to allergens will ultimately cause symptoms. And by reducing the amount of allergy reactions and things you're exposed to, as well as being exposed to that allergen, the allergic process can be prevented. All right, so remember, everybody, this is Looking for Healing Radio. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. You can tune in Monday through Friday for listening to Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Janice Schmidt, along with myself, every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific. Go to our show page on AmericaOutloud.com to submit a health question that we can all answer on Friday on Looking for Healing Radio. We're always here for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. And thanks again to all of our Looking for Healing Radio sponsors.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within. supporting your immune and respiratory systems, and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. Looking for Healing Radio is also sponsored by Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. Learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. Holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and so much more. Join the EHI family and let's make tomorrow amazing. Go to www.energetichealthinstitute.org. All right, let's continue our discussions. We're talking about asthma, hay fever, how to get over it. You know, we cured my own daughter with that stuff years ago. Her body did it all on its own. You just got to feed the body what it needs. I will not say I'm the one that cured anybody. You just have to feed the body and coach people on how to actually reverse the problems that are creating their symptoms. And then how to feed the body and bolster the body's ability to heal itself. And the body uses nature and all things nature to do it. All right. We're going to continue with allergens and hay fever because this is springtime. All right. So airborne allergens such as pollen, dander, dust mites are often difficult to avoid, but measures can be taken to reduce them. Removing dogs, cats, carpets, rugs, upholstered furniture, and other surfaces where allergies can collect is a great first step. If this can't be done entirely, make sure that the bedroom is as allergy-proof as possible. Encase the mattress in an allergen-proof plastic, wash sheets, blankets, pillows, cases, and mattress pads every week in hot water with additive and fragrance-free detergents. And consider using bedding material made from VentFlex, a special hypoallergenic synthetic material, and install an air purifier. Now, air purifiers are going to be a big part of the Looking for Healing Radio and Healing for the Ages platforms. We've discussed many times how to actually purify your water, a process that we call creating holy water, which is purified, energetically ready to be used for the human body's healing properties and nourishment and hydration properties through gravity filtration, distilling, and structuring. Structuring is removing the energetical frequencies that have been embedded in water that those molecules are now mimicking, which if you don't understand that, that's what homeopathy is, basically structuring the water to mimic things in nature. All right, so if you're actually curious, there are a couple companies that actually supply products to help reduce the allergy loads in your environments and in your home, in your workspace, in your car. And one is called Allergy Control Products. They're out of Ridgefield, Connecticut, and their phone number is 1-800-422-DUST. And then another one called National Allergy Supply out of Duluth, Georgia. Their phone number is 800-522-1448. And these companies really just have products that help to reduce the load of environmental stressors we're exposed to that we inhale, take in, that can trigger asthma and allergies. Now, we're also going to talk about food allergies. And these foods, when we eat them, some people have a propensity to have histamine reactions, leukotriene reactions as a reaction of foods. And the best way to figure those out is to do what's called a food allergy elimination test. And you can look those up online, but there's some basic principles around food allergies. There have been many studies, by the way, that have indicated that food allergies play an important role in asthma. Adverse reactions to food may be immediate or they can be delayed. Just so y'all know, you probably heard my personal stories about gout. My gout symptoms from the time I was about 17 to 27, for 10 years, I had it every week, but there were different days and it really was hard to figure out. I didn't know what was triggering it, but it was food. And the reason why it took me years to figure out what it was is my gout symptoms did not start until 3 days after I ate something. And it was always the same thing. All right, so that can happen. So adverse reactions to food may be immediate or delayed. So it makes it kind of hard. This is why I always, always, always had every patient in my practice do a food journal. And they had to do a complete month-long food journal every day, tracking their symptoms, their bowel movements, their urinary output, their sleep patterns, and reactions to their symptoms. I needed to know when they were exacerbated, not exacerbated on certain days. And that gave me a full picture of what they were consuming and could identify food allergies much easier. And for anybody listening to this, if you want to know if you're eating something triggering allergies and asthma, if you want to know it's related to a food, which 100% of the time it can be, you can actually just keep a 2-month food log and chart on a scale of 1 to 10 your symptoms every day. Today, my symptoms are at a 2. I'm not really feeling much other than itchy skin. And I had to blow my nose a couple times. If that's what you want to write down. And then if there's days you can't breathe and you had to use your asthma inhaler like 10 times that day, you're going to write down a 10. Now on those days, every day, you're going to rate the severity of your symptoms. Just make a number 1 through 10, 10 being extreme and horrible and debilitating, and 1 or 0 being, I don't have any symptoms. And then write everything you ate that day on a calendar, on a blank calendar. And after two months, 1 month gives you a great picture. After 2 months, you've got even a better view. And then look at the days in which your symptoms categorized or numbered 1 to 10, where they are at a 10, 9, 8. And highlight each of those days. And then look at the 2-month window of dates that you've had calendared. And it has a list of everything you ate those days, everything from a piece of candy to chips to, doesn't matter. And everything you drank, actually, coffee, tea, energy drinks, whatever. We want to list everything you're putting in your mouth. And then you want to actually look at all those dates and then look at the 3 days prior. Look at 3 days prior and each day leading up to the day where your extreme symptoms were flared. And you're going to find something uniquely similar on every single time your symptoms were exacerbated. You're going to see, oh man, I went to Chick-fil-A within those 3 days. Or, oh man, I ate a steak every day within 3 days of my symptoms flaring. Or I ate cereal, or I went to the movies and had popcorn. Maybe I'm allergic to popcorn. I mean, this is really how easy it is. And if you see that popcorn shows up within 3 days of every time your worst allergy and asthma symptoms being flaring in yourself or your child, you now know what the culprit is. It's very easy. So this is how we help so many people around the world. It usually doesn't involve a pill, a supplement, a drug. It doesn't usually recommend anything prescribed to you. There's something you're doing. You just got to figure out what it is or you're exposing yourself to. All right. So double-blind food challenges in children have shown that immediate onset sensitivities are usually due in order of frequency to these foods: eggs, fish, shellfish, nuts, and peanuts. Now, for everybody listening around the world, please, for the love of God, get peanuts out of your house and get peanut butter out of your house. And if you don't know why, go read the China study by Dr. Colin Campbell. It's called The China Study. Go read it. If you think peanut butter is good for your kids, I don't care what it's in, a protein bar. I don't care if it's in Nutella. I don't care what it's in, wherever it is. Get peanut butter out of your pantry. Get peanut butter out of your fridge. Get peanut butter crackers out of your life. Don't eat peanut butter, especially if you live with asthma, allergies, infections, yeast infections, you name it. Get it out of your life. If you're worried about cancer, stop eating peanut butter. Inside of peanut butter, there's a known fungus that grows inside of peanuts that, when mixed in peanut butter, which has always added sugar or corn syrup, which is sugar added to it, Jif, it doesn't matter. Go buy any peanut butter on a shelf and look at it. It'll have some kind of sugar added to it. Unless it's truly organic and you didn't add nothing to it, then it's not good. It won't be sweet. You won't like it. Peanuts. Avoid all peanuts. Don't eat peanuts. Don't eat peanut butter. Peanut butter has never been in my home for 25, 30 years now. None of my kids have ever eaten it that I've given to them. They may have had it somewhere else, but I've never given it to them. It's never been in my home. Their kids have always made fun of my kids wondering where the peanut butter is. And they tell them, you don't know my dad. If you're eating peanut butter, it's because you don't know that inside of peanuts and inside of peanut butter is a fungus called aflatoxin. And aflatoxin triggers allergies. But worse than that, it is a known carcinogen and causes cancers. And Dr. Campbell did a 35-year study in China. It's what's called the China Study, a book, everybody should buy it, that eventually became a documentary called Forks Over Knives. Peanut butter was one of the culprits in that 35-year study in China that he fed to people who were diagnosed with cancers, and he fed them peanut butter that had aflatoxin in it that accelerated their cancer tumor growth. And he would feed them peanut butter every day, and the cancer would grow, and the cancer would grow. Then he would take them off peanut butter for 35 years. Then he'd feed them other foods, primarily veggies and alkaline foods, alkaline vegetables and fruits, and the cancers would then recede and shrink. He did this over and over and over and over. He could prove he could accelerate cancer tumor growth, and he could reverse it using peanut butter and healthy foods. So get peanuts out of your life. Peanuts and peanut foods are foods that trigger immediate asthma reactions and allergies. So if you have a child who has asthma and has an inhaler and an EpiPen, please make sure he doesn't eat peanut butter crap. But in order, it's eggs, fish, shellfish, nuts, and peanuts. Foods most commonly associated with delayed onset sensitivities, so ones that come days later, is milk, in order, milk, chocolate, wheat, citrus, and food colorings, like the tetrodotoxin, which is yellow number 5 food dye that we just talked about. So those in order of those foods that have delayed milk, chocolate, wheat, citrus, and food colorings. Now, those are not the only ones. Once you look at food allergy elimination diets, there's a few missing from these lists I just gave you. Wheat, corn, soy, and dairy are the primary foods. Now, elimination diets have been successful to identify allergens and treating asthma. Elimination of common allergies during infancy, the first 2 years, have been shown to reduce allergic tendencies in high-risk children, those that are born to families who have a high amount of asthma and allergy reactions. If the mother, during the first 2 years of life and is breastfeeding, will not eat foods like corn, wheat, soy, dairy, all you got to do is watch how your kid reacts at your breastfeeding. Does he have snot? Mucus? Does he get a fever? Does he get warm? Does he get constipated? Does he have diarrhea? These can be allergy reactions to foods the mom's eating. And you can do a food allergy elimination diet as a mom and figure out, well, when I eat corn or rice, is this what's affecting my child? Is it when I eat soy? Is that what aggravates my kid and keeps him up at night and he's crying all the time and in a fit or emotionally upset, it appears? This is how you can do an allergy elimination diet with your family. All right, in 1931, they did an analysis, scientists did. They wanted to know, is there a detailed analysis that, or could they analyze gastric acid output, stomach acid? They looked at 200 asthmatic children in 1931, and it showed that there was 80% of them had gastric secretions or stomach acid below normal levels. This high occurrence suggested that decreased gastric acid output may predispose children to food allergies. Now, why would that happen? So the stomach acid itself in your body is typically driven by several minerals, calcium and magnesium. Now, that's what hydrochloric acid is usually using along with chloride and hydrogen. So your body makes the stomach acid, hydrochloric acid, to break down your foods. If you're not making enough hydrochloric acid, you're not digesting your foods. Guess what happens? Those individual nutrients are not individual nutrients by the time they get into your intestines because they haven't been broken down by the stomach acid. So improving stomach acid production helps to reverse asthma in children. And they looked at this correlation as far back as 1931. That's almost 100 years ago now. Can you believe that? Yeah. Very crazy. The presence of food allergies is thought to be responsible for leaky gut syndrome in asthmatics. And one of the primary things you can use to heal a leaky gut, just so y'all know, is aloe vera and okra pepsin, which is the slime inside of okra. We've used okra pepsin for years to help repair leaky gut along with aloe vera gel. And you can just consume those daily. If you want references for the aloe, Global Healing's got a great aloe. If you want recommendations for ocrapepsin, Standard Process is a great ocrapepsin E3 capsule supplement. That's all organic and whole foods. If you're wondering if there may be a further a connection to your allergies, asthma, and your children, you should actually do a stool sample test at thedrartishow.com. That includes parasites, bacteria, and fungi. There is a direct correlation to food allergies reacting to candida, or a type of fungus living in your intestines. It's called Candida albicans. Now, candida, for anybody wondering what that is, you've heard of toenail fungus and fingernail fungus. That is candida. Many women have struggled all over the world with vaginal yeast infections. That is candida. You've seen eczema, psoriasis. Those are also caused by candida. If you've ever heard of cradle cap, or what I called cradle cap in newborns and infants, they get this dandruff, scaly crap on their top of their head. And that is all caused by candida that the mother has. Could be from the father too, but I never saw it. It was primarily from the mother to the baby being transferred. So this yeast, candida, can be detected inside of a stool sample test. And there's one at thedrartishow.com. There's a 10% off code if you want to use it. It's my last name, all capitals, A-R-D-I-S, the number 10, exclamation point. That'll save you 10% off anything you purchase through parasitetesting.com, which is what my site redirects you to when you go to buy it. So candida is very common. It's called a common yeast. It grows in your gastrointestinal tract. It can be a cause for all things asthma and allergies. And there's what's called the acid protease, which is produced by candida, is what is responsible for the allergen reaction. And there are what are called anti-candida diets, and then a supplement called BioPurity, which can be found at ozonepurity.com. You can look it up, but type in Google or any other search engine, type in BioPurity Extract, B-I-O-P-U-R-I-T-Y. And this supplement's freaking amazing at clearing candida. I cured my wife's candida that she struggled with vaginally for 30-something years. When I first met her 14 years ago as a patient, one of the first things I did was put her on an anti-candida diet, put her on the BioPurity product. She has never once, ever again, ever, ever. She does it daily, will forever. Use the nutrients inside of BioPurity inside of a capsule twice a day if you have candida. Once you have used that for several months and you notice all your candida has been cured, or you do a stool sample test to confirm that it's all gone, then you can go down to one capsule a day of BioPurity and you'll just watch your entire life accelerate. So identifying food you might be reactive to, extrinsic, or things you're inhaling intrinsically in your environment can cause it. We gave you recommendations for National Allergy Supply and allergy control products and their websites and their phone numbers. That those are great places to start to remove things that may be causing you to have allergy and asthma symptoms. All right, I'm Dr. Artis. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after this commercial break.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, and sleep deep. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients supporting all four stages of sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and we are talking about allergies, asthma, even food allergies today on Looking for Healing Radio. All right, so now what we're going to do, this last segment, we're going to spend the next 17 minutes talking about solutions to allergies and asthma. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you food allergy eliminations are by far the best thing to do. If you're wondering if you have candida or bacteria in your bowels, which is a massive cause for allergies, every allergy symptom on earth, a runny nose, sinusitis, sinuses, stuffy, can't breathe, spasming of your bronchi of your lungs, they call asthma. If you have any of these symptoms of allergies or asthma, they're all caused by the same thing. So analyze your food. Look at what you're eating and feeding yourself or your child every day that's struggling with these things, and then get that crap out of your life. It's really, if you really don't like allergies and asthma and want to see them go away, they will. So before I move into each of these individual recommendations, because there's many for you to consider, I cannot go further in this episode without talking to you about how significant the liver is to curing people of all allergies and sinus symptoms. People who have chronic sinus symptoms, people who have chronic allergies, you have for sure a fatty, congested liver. And I don't care how skinny you are. I don't care how healthy your kid looks. If they have chronic allergy symptoms, runny nose, stuffy head, red nose, looking like Rudolph, red nose, Reindeer, if they've got ear pressure, ear pain, if they've got drainage down their throat, if they have hives that keep coming up in their life, they have a liver that is full of mucus and pus. And because it is so full of mucus and pus, the sinuses and drainage pathways called the lymph system, which drains all sinuses in your head, neck, chest, body, gravity carries all of it down to your liver from your head, sinuses, ears, canals, you name it, eyes. Everything drains down to your liver and has to go through your liver and into your intestines for you to poop it out. If you have chronic mucus, you have a fatty liver and you have a congested liver, and it is full of crap, full of toxins, full of mucus, full of dairy. It could be full of any of these food reactions if you're eating them. A liver cleanse for all adults. I will just tell you now, you're going to have to do like three to five different liver cleanses in a row, back to back to back. But you're going to notice by the third, fourth, fifth liver cleanse, maybe even in the first one, if you appear healthy, look healthy, and not overweight, I'm telling you, the liver is like massive. You'll hear Dr. Ed Group talk about it all the time. He's done, I think his customers, he said he's done over 1 million liver cleanses with and has reviewed all the data. Liver cleanses are massive. You've got to take care of the liver. The liver. You have asthma and allergies? Liver. Anybody ever ask you, how come I have allergies? Asthma, do you think? You have a liver problem. You've got to decongest the liver and consider globalhealing.com, which was the first sponsor for this actual program, this episode. Consider their liver cleanses. In fact, you may want to do multiple. So go to globalhealing.com and you can learn more about those. But that is not what is the sponsor of this actual segment. The sponsor for this segment is going to be Foreign Protein Cleanse, which is a product
I had formulated for my audiences and for all of Global Healing's audiences, but you can get it at thedrartistshow.com. You can also get it at globalhealing.com. Foreign protein cleanse. Inside of foreign protein cleanse, the very first ingredient that has the highest amount in it is actually an herb, a plant, which is proven time and time for centuries to help improve all allergies and asthma symptoms. And that product, that herb is called Labelia. And in it, Labelia is a plant otherwise known as Indian tobacco. And Labelia has inside of it a substance called lobelin. And lobelin is published and known to be proven in research studies to help reduce all symptoms of allergies. In fact, I'll read it to you here. It contains an alkaloid called lobelin. And lobelin is known as an expectorant. So if you have mucus and crap in your lungs, this will help you get it out. And if you have mucus and pus inside your sinuses, it helps you to thin those out and remove it. Vicks Vapor Rub would be considered an expectorant, right? They're trying to break up mucus. All right, it has a long history of use in treating asthma. Lobelin is. And lobelin is what is in foreign protein cleanse, the very first ingredient. Its mechanism of action may involve stimulating the release of epinephrine by the adrenal glands. And that results in the binding to beta 2 receptors, and therefore you start relaxing the airways. So foreign protein cleanse should be considered as a daily supplement for people with asthma. Although effective when used alone, Labelia has traditionally been used in combination with other botanical agents such as cayenne pepper and lungwort. Well, lobelin inside of our foreign protein cleanse is combined with other plant extracts like macuna purines, which is also known to have antihistamine properties. Also with wormwood, which is an antiparasitic, also antifungal. So these are other plant extracts it's combined with. It's also combined with cinnamon. Cinnamon helps reduce sugar content in the body. It helps to break down blood sugar, helps to manage blood sugar, which is also an inflammatory substance and adds to our problems and complications with asthma and allergies. But we want to continue here. All right, let's get into more about this. So foreign protein cleanse at thedrartistshow.com. I take it every single day. You should too. Foreign protein cleanse named appropriately. All viruses are either considered enveloped or unenveloped. And those on enveloped or unenveloped proteins are foreign to the human body, so they shouldn't be there. So we call this foreign protein cleanse. Anybody concerned about any viruses in the future, doesn't matter what it is, flu and cold season are considered viruses, you might want to take foreign protein cleanse every day. All right, now let's dive into what do we know about certain nutrients? People are usually looking for quick help. There's nothing more powerful or potent than doing an allergy elimination diet. Oh my gosh, we did thousands of those with patients from around the world with every single chronic illness you can think of, including allergies. All right, so first thing we want to dive into is vitamin C. If y'all don't know about vitamin C or have never heard of it, vitamin C was found to be something that actually cured an entire plague that was killing millions of people over 100 years ago. It's called scurvy. Vitamin C is especially important to the health of the lungs. It is a major antioxidant present in the lining of all airway surfaces. Vitamin C intake in the general population appears to correlate inversely in all studies done on asthma patients. When vitamin C intake is low, the rate of asthma is high. This association indicates that low levels of vitamin C in the diet and the blood are an independent risk factor for developing asthma. Additional support is actually offered by two findings that children of smokers have a higher rate of asthma. Cigarette smoke is known to deplete respiratory vitamin C and E levels. And symptoms of ongoing asthma in adults appear to be increased by exposure to environmental free radicals and decreased by vitamin C supplementation. Both treated and untreated asthmatic patients have been shown to have a significantly lower level of vitamin C in their blood. It appears that asthmatics have a higher need for vitamin C. And this is not a joke. From before I was born, in 1976 and 1973. There have been 11 clinical studies since then of vitamin C supplementation in asthma patients. 7 of those studies showed significant improvements in respiratory measures and asthma symptoms as a result of supplementing the diet with 1 to 2 grams of vitamin C per day. This dosage recommendation appears extremely wise based on the increasing exposure to inhaled oxidants and the growing appreciation of the antioxidant function of vitamin C. So there's also vitamin C therapies you can get intravenously and have mobile clinics come to your house and give it to you. So vitamin C exerts a number of effects against histamine, which is no different than Benadryl. So I just want to make sure everybody knows here that fasting blood samples were collected after an initial 2-week period, and at the end of 2 weeks and 4 and 6 weeks, and blood vitamin C levels rose significantly following vitamin C administration, while blood histamine levels fell by 38% during those same weeks. And the ability of white blood cells to respond to infections increased by 19% during vitamin C administration and fell by 30% after vitamin C withdrawal was performed. All right. So if you go to the drartishow.com, vitamin C is there. We have what's called immune C, and I would recommend you take 1 to 2 milligrams every single day. I mean, this is what I do every day for life. I actually take 5,000 milligrams every single day, but 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams is beneficial to help reduce histamine levels and reactions to allergens in the environment and your food. Just do it. Now, there's other things called flavonoids. Flavonoids, for example, one that most people are familiar with as a result of COVID-19 was quercetin, and these have antioxidant properties as well. So there are some, for example, extracts from grapeseed oil, pine bark, green tea, ginkgo biloba. These all are flavonoids, and they can actually help with treating asthma and allergy symptoms as a result. What are some other recommendations for allergies? One of my favorite minerals on the earth that helps to minimize all allergy reactions is selenium. And it has been proven that if individuals have reduced selenium levels, they have asthma. If they have asthma, every asthma patient on earth has low, low, low levels of selenium. Now, inside of your liver is something made glutathione, and glutathione peroxidase is a selenium-dependent antioxidant enzyme. And this is important. You need glutathione, which is actually helped to be made by selenium supplementation. You have to have selenium to make glutathione. Glutathione helps break down allergy leukotrienes. Reduced levels of glutathione peroxidase have also been reported in asthmatics. Supplemental selenium appears warranted to address any deficiency of glutathione peroxidase. In addition, supplemental selenium may reduce the production of leukotrienes by ensuring optimal activity of glutathione. Magnesium is the next supplement I would talk about now. These are important because minerals are important. Minerals are what you find, for example, on the periodic table of elements you've learned since elementary school. These are the basic elements of life that are required for us to survive. Life doesn't continue without periodic table of elements. On those periodic table elements are minerals. There are no vitamins whatsoever on the periodic table of elements. There's only minerals and other things. But selenium is one mineral on the periodic table of elements that reduces the likelihood of asthma and allergies. Magnesium is number two. Salt is number three. So magnesium, starting in 1912, for example, it was demonstrated that magnesium relaxed bovine bronchial smooth muscle. Later, they took this study's information and did an uncontrolled clinical trials, many of them, and injected forms of magnesium, revealed magnesium's beneficial effect in the treatment of patients with acute attacks of asthma. Besides inhaling albuterol from prescription drugs, have you or your loved ones ever seen anybody recommend magnesium for acute asthma attacks? I haven't. But magnesium, I would recommend 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams every day. And just so y'all know, in case you're wondering, magnesium can be given to you intravenously, and it's been found that magnesium sulfate injected every hour, 2 grams, is a well-proven and clinically accepted measure to halt any acute asthma attack. So start supplementing 500 milligrams of magnesium every single day, and you will see asthma disappear. You will see allergy reactions be reduced, and you can get magnesium at a lot of places, but we actually have it at the Dr. Artist Show too. I've got my own mixture of 3 different magnesiums that I love and I benefit from and take every single day. Why? Because I don't want allergies. I also don't want to be constipated, and I don't want a heart attack. That's why I supplement magnesium every single day. I don't know why you want to, but that's why I do it. Sodium or salt is the third mineral found on the periodic table of elements, which actually helps with reducing allergy reactions. And it ain't just a little bit of evidence. There's a whole bunch of evidence of this. Increased salt intake increases bronchial reactivity and mortality from asthma. The degree of bronchial reactivity to histamine has been positively linked with... All right, so salt intake helps to increase water retention in the body to release it through your kidneys, and that can reduce asthmatic episodes and inflammation inside of your lungs. Now, there are specific herbs that have amazing abilities to reduce histamine reactions, and I'm going to actually name off what these are. All right. So there are herbs or plants called botanicals that help to reduce the mucus production in the body and help to release it. We already mentioned one earlier. That's cayenne pepper. You can supplement cayenne pepper and that helps break up mucus. And if you don't know this works, you ever eaten a spicy food that has jalapenos in it, you'll notice your mucus will start to run out of your nose. So if somebody has a sinus infection, swallow cayenne pepper. It will actually start breaking up all the mucus, thinning the mucus, and your body will release it. And this is a reaction to warming up the body with cayenne pepper. All right, so here's a few. Glycyrrhiza glabra, which is found in licorice root. Licorice happens to be the second ingredient in foreign protein cleanse. Labellia is number one inside of foreign protein cleanse. But glycyrrhizin acid found in licorice root has a long history of being anti-inflammatory and anti-allergy. And that primary active ingredient is glycyrrhizin acid. And it's shown to also increase cortisol-like activity from the adrenal glands. And it's been shown to inhibit prostaglandin and leukotriene manufacturing in the human body. It's also an expectorant to help people with asthma. So inside of foreign protein cleanse, the very first two ingredients with the highest amount of weight in the product are two ingredients that help reduce allergy symptoms. There are also foods, onions and garlic, which can be taken daily. You can take garlic supplements that help to reduce asthma and allergy reactions. And then there's an incredible plant I've used for over two decades called ginkgo biloba. And ginkgo biloba I was always using from MediHerb, which is owned by Standard Process. Ginkgo biloba contains several unique terpene molecules known collectively as ginkgolides that antagonize platelet activating factor, a key chemical that causes asthma, inflammation, and allergies. So don't forget about ginkgo biloba. So to summarize here for some of the doses on these, in case you were wondering, selenium would be 200 to 400 micrograms a day, which would be two capsules from the Dr. Artist Show. Ginkgo biloba would be 80 milligrams three times a day. Quercetin, which is a flavonoid, would be 400 milligrams 20 minutes before each meal. Grapeseed extract can be used also at 50 to 100 milligrams three times a day. Vitamin C, I recommend 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams every single day. You can also get it at the Dr. Artist Show if you'd like. Because so many people love it, I would recommend foreign protein cleanse. Because of the labellia and the licorice root inside of it. And then I'd also recommend attempting to use, if you don't typically use it, green tea extract that has at least 50% polyphenols on the label. If you do 200, 300 milligrams three times a day or drink green tea liberally, that will also be a great source to help you with curing your asthma and allergy reactions. All right, I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is the Looking for Healing radio show. This was all about allergies and asthma. I hope you've learned. Remember to consider allergy elimination diets, anti-candida diets, these minerals and vitamins I just talked about, and reducing those foods and exposures that lead to increased allergy reactions in the human body. And support the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands release cortisol and release epinephrine on their own that can help mitigate histamine reactions in the body. God made the human body incredibly. And the more we study, the more we learn, the more miraculous it becomes. All right, I'm Dr. Artis. This is Looking for Healing Radio. Tune in tomorrow. Hope you have a great week.